Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL.
FMLFPL Milan.
It's Walsh.
Not fully fit Walsh.
No, not by a long shot.
We're going to see how this goes. It might cut off early. We'll see how it goes. Well, everyone's very worried about you, dude.
Yeah, rightfully so. I should be. Everyone should be worried about me. I've been having this sick since I was like 8 years old, I think.
Seriously. Kids bring home all kinds of fucked up shit, it turns out.
Yeah, but no, I'm definitely doing better, but you know. I have this uncontrollable cough, so hopefully I can make it through, and I'm going to try and, you know, kind of talk in a calm way, which is not too typical for me. I'm not too used to that, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, so to start calmly, how'd you do it from your wild card?
Easy red arrow, baby. Easy red after the wild card, 58. You know, thing over here, thing over there. You know, what are you going to do about it? But I'm happy with my team. I'm really happy with my picks, and I look like an easy save this week, which is, you know, kind of how you want to set your team up.
That's a good time.
Just didn't get too many contributions from my midfield. Jota, you know, I don't know. Jota, very problematic.
We got some Jota questions.
Being.
Yeah.
Gray snatched at one. He almost, you know, if I knew that, you know, four of their starters were not going to be fit, I definitely would not have picked Gray, but that's what happened. Rafa, manager that lies. Has Norwich, so we'll see what to do with him after the Norwich game and how he looks. But, you know, Pukki came in, got a lot of defense points with White. Kinsella came in. Duffy got the, you know, he just can't not return in a game. It's like the year of the Duff man. And, you know, Captain Ron obviously didn't captain set piece FC Liverpool this weekend. Ron got me one. You know, Ron definitely had enough for a brace, and he just didn't do it on the day. But
VAR,
you know, got one, so.
VAR had a weekend.
Yeah, VAR was Atkinson, huge cunt. You know, huge cunt.
There should have been at least two pens in that game, as far as I'm concerned. But
yeah, I think there was one. I saw one for Ronaldo. The rest were whatever. I didn't give a shit. But yeah. there was the one. I think the last one was very, very obvious to me. But whatever.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. There was, I mean, I don't want, this isn't a VAR pod, but there were a bunch in other games too. Like, there was the one on Dan James that looked like a pen. There was the
says
weird,
the Bamford owner.
Yeah, it says the Bamford owner. That's why I paid extra attention to it. There was all the Leicester weird shit with VAR, their goals getting ruled off.
That game was
there
fucking was, insane.
There were definitely more pens. I just can't think of it. It was just like,
yeah,
they're making it. It's the classic overcorrection. Like, last year's overcorrection was way too many pens, and then this year's overcorrection is way too few pens. And they'll settle, you know, whatever.
It just feels like there are no grown-ups in charge.
There are none.
Yeah,
that's so, a fact.
That's Let me.
I'm
know,
gonna
whatever.
Read off How'd your. You? I'm gonna save your okay. throat and read off your team yeah. just for people yeah. who haven't seen your wildcard team. So, Sanchez gone at the back. Kinsella, Duffy, White. Trent, Livermento, midfielders, Mo, Jota, Gallagher, Gray, Doug Luiz on the bench, and then Ron, Rom, and Pukki up top. So kind of a four-man rotation for like two spots is sort of the Pukki, Gray, Gallagher, Livermento. Oh, no, Duffy.
Duffy, yeah. Livermento. I mean, all of them. Kinda.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe
even
five.
White, you know, throw White in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of a lot of fixture playing and a lot of rotational aspects of the team, which, you know, Trent, ill, doesn't play. You know, it's not. Yeah. I'm glad I have, you know, two deep on the bench who are good. You know, I got fucking two out of three returns on the bench, and the guy I put it fucking first was the one that doesn't score. But that happens, you know.
Yeah.
How did you do?
Surprisingly well. I mean, I had 67 points, but I took a hit, so 63. I got a little bit of a green, but, you know, I made it. It was a green the hard way. I took a hit. I brought in Rom, Bamford, and Rafinha for Antonio, Tony, and Bruno. So,
yeah,
net loss of 3 points on the hit there.
And the Tony.
And Tony, I mean, what can you do? And then Captain Mane was another -4 over Mo, you know, so that's -7. My auto sub, like everyone owns Trent, so everyone got an auto sub this week. My auto sub was Diary, got 1 point. The averages were like 4 points in the top 10K and 3.5 overall. It's ridiculous.
One more than you expected to get off the bench, though.
That is very true. So, yeah, I had all those things working against me. I still got a little bit of a green.
You got
so.
the lucky Benrahma goal was the thing.
Yeah. Huge deflection goal.
Made the week for owners. Well,
the lucky Benrahma goal, the lucky Bamford assist, the lucky Rafinha goal.
Fair.
Like
few luck sacks in there.
That could have been 3 blanks, and I transferred out a 12-pointer on a hit.
Yeah.
So we could have been really, really in the doldrums. Yeah. But somehow, even though I made 3 transfers last week, I have more flags this week than last week. So that's a cool new achievement that I unlocked on Xbox.
Well, you brought a couple flags in, so.
Who flags the flagger? So, you know, that's my this week is a mess, but, you know, what else
is
there? We'll get there. Let me update the leagues. Shout out to the 3 FML Field Prize League Mug League leaders for September so far. I think this is the last game week in September. So Lucas Malaburn first, aka In Control. Andy Foss Grant, aka Fossey's Failures in second. And Michael Halfhide, aka Mother Farka, in third. And then shout out to the leader of FML Field Public League.
Lux. That should be a changed name. That's offensive.
Mother Farka.
Yeah, come on. Fucking hell is this?
I think it's just like they see a Norwich reference and they're just like, you have it rough enough. You're worst team of all time. And the leader of the public league, Lux, aka Jed Villanueva, whatever the fuck that means. All right, so let's just dive in. I didn't realize until I was preparing for this pod that how used I am having 2 pods a week, because we have now twice as many questions as we do for either pod, because it's just backed up and it's just like insane. So let's just go straight there. Everyone's asking about Bamford replacements. We got Owen on Twitter. He said Bamford's out. Can you guys suggest the best short-term alternative as the list looks uninspiring? Jonah said best sub 8 million Bamford replacement forward in the midfield. Hemdog is making the case for keeping him. Strikers below him and Antonio look meh. Thoughts? And then Viking Locomotive said, what do we do with Leeds, guys? I figured I'd just throw this in, too. Great fixtures, good value, but injuries are terrorizing their team, and they haven't looked great.
Yeah. Go ahead. What are you seeing here?
Well,
let's start with the Leeds and then segue into the Bamford checks.
Leeds, I mean, overall, separating FPL and IRL, like FPL, I still think their attack is pretty good. Like, I still think their guys are basically value. Like, they're still priced as a lower or like a mid-table or lower mid-table team, and I think they're probably slightly better than that in attack. They haven't been nearly as good as last season, but they're still good. But FPL-wise and, like, eye test-wise, like, the strategies are not working. Like, the tactics are not working like they did last year, which was all out attack. We're going to just fucking outscore you. It doesn't matter how much we concede. And this season so far, I mean, they have 0 wins, 3 draws, and 2 losses. They're not outscoring people, and their defense is just as bad, if not worse. So that's a problem. Maybe we'll see some changes from Bielsa. Maybe not. But, you know, if the guys were fit, which Rafinha's not fit, Ailing's not fit, Bamford's not fit, I have all three. If they were fit, I'd still be like, yeah, they're fine. Like, easy hold. That's why I transferred them in, because they're fine. But, you know, with all the flags and all the injuries, it's very not fine.
I mean, they haven't functioned for a single game all year, really.
Yeah, they don't look good. They look like the 15th best team, whereas last year they were like the 8th like best team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think the depth is obviously a big issue. Like, they already had really bad players to begin with.
Yeah.
And Rafinha and Bamford are really the only two attackers who are worth a damn. And, you know, if half, you know, you only get like 75% of both of them combined, basically, if like Rafinha's knocked and Bamford's just out, I mean, this team's not going to do anything. And, you know, like I mentioned a couple weeks ago, we were talking about Leeds, and, you know, the spine is a fucking big, huge issue. Like, it's a trickle down when they don't have Llorente, they don't have Coke. Cooper shouldn't be in the team, shouldn't be near an 11, you know, in the division, but, you know, he keeps playing. He's the only one that doesn't get hurt, even though he's fucking 80 years old. All these players are bad. Like, they're playing, and now they're going to be resorting to children who we've never heard of or seen before. I don't see, like, why they're going to be better or why they're going to get good. I just see them as huge problems for a while until all of these, till like all five of these first teamers get fit again, which who knows when that is. And, you know, at this point, I think. Yeah, if ever. I mean, we've seen already Coke and Llorente just look like, you know, fucking lit 40 million on fire. They play, you know, one every four games. And, you know, they're putting Calvin Phillips into positions that, you know, he's just being asked to do too much. Then the middle of the park is just like completely wide open. Then they have fucking Harrison is who we thought he was. He's been absolutely terrible. He's not a good player. You buy damn James. Okay, great. He'll run up and down the wing like a fucking wingback or a fullback, but he's not going to give you any goals or anything on the score sheet. It's just the team's just really, really malfunctioning in all regards. And Rodrigo also cannot function with Bamford again. We're seeing like the beginning of last season, not the end of last season, where they just are not. They haven't played well together for a game. Rodrigo looks horrible. So yeah, it just looks like, you know, you want to run away right now, and you don't, you know, really want to have any pieces of any of the players, full stop, and you want to target them.
Yeah, I agree with targeting their defense. I don't agree with you on the, like, all five need to be fit before I'd be interested. Like I said before, if Bamford and Rafinha are fit, I'd very happily and confidently hold them for the next 5 weeks. I don't think their attack's been as bad as it seems, because it just seems so bad because they're conceding goals and not getting results and stuff like that. But, like, attack-wise, well, like, they're getting returns.
They also haven't been scoring goals. I mean, what do they have? Fucking five goals this year and five games or some shit.
But you know, Bamford has three returns and five. That's
nice. But we're talking about the attack, not Bamford. You know, getting one or two or getting shares of the goal. But like, the attack's not been good. I don't know where you're getting it. It's been good. How has it been good?
It's just been fine. It's still above average.
I think it's been bad. Yeah. Above average, according to what though? Five goals and five. That's bad.
I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They're 11th in goals with 5. And they're above average on XG. That's the definition of fine, you know? But
it doesn't look fine, though. I don't know.
Yeah.
They don't look good. They haven't looked good this year.
Yeah, I think that's just like a thing that I would be separating. But again, this whole argument we're having doesn't even matter because Bamford's out and Rafinha's hurt, so it's worthless, you know. So in terms of replacements, I mean, I think Antonio is the trendy, like, very obvious good pick, partly because he has Leeds this week, and I totally agree with that. He's a fucking great pick this week. Love that. Other guys that you like?
I mean, St. Max is the only name I really was looking through and being like,
he has Watford.
Yeah, the fixtures, honestly, for Newcastle, I don't like care that much because they play the same shitty ass way every game, and you know,
all out attack.
Yeah, but I mean, he's going to spring and be the guy that's dribbling the whole field anyway. So, and they do have pretty reasonable fixtures for a while. And he's looked really good. I mean, he's definitely shooting more. I mean, making really good decisions. It's tough without Callum because I don't know how he's ever going to get an assist. I don't know if anyone else. I mean, Joelinton was fucking clown show last weekend, but
yeah, Willock too. Turns out Willock isn't the best player in the world.
He's back on the milk cart and he gets his fucking deal, and he's just missing again.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, Mape Neal's been I mean, I'm not ever going to get on like my team or anything.
Pens,
but
though, you know, I don't know. I don't buy it.
Yeah, I mean, pens are still a thing, and he's at least nailed. And you know, the team is playing well.
What about Edward?
It just feels really unnecessarily risky. We still have no idea if he's going to play this week. I mean, yeah. he could be on the bench for another month or two. I mean,
I would hate that.
As upsetting as it is, like Benteke does do a lot of things that are hard for us, like when we watch through an FPL lens to separate. But I mean, we just let up 3 set piece goals to set piece FC.
Yeah.
Take Benteke out. We could let up 7.
Yeah. It's
like things like that, you know.
That's true.
I just feel like Edward's a little bit iffy. I'd rather see him start a couple.
Because he looked so good in his brief cameos. But yeah, it's too soon. I mean, I still believe in Adam Armstrong. I mean,
I like that.
He only has 2 returns, but I mean, he got like 4 shots versus City. Like,
he shoots a lot.
Do that. He shoots all the time. He's in good positions all the time.
Their fixture run is pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. They have an away Chelsea in game week 7, but surrounded by mostly good fixtures. So, you know, that's an okay one.
I still think is fine. I mean, I think the more important thing is, you know, what is the second move you're doing with Bamford? Because if you're not getting Antonio straight in, which is the easiest no-brainer thing of your life, if you don't have Antonio and this is what happened to you. But otherwise, I mean, I think you want to see, okay, well, am I going to turn this spot up into, you know, Lukaku or something? Or am I really going to want to go down to a Pookie or maybe even a Dennis? And, you know, maybe you want to put like a couple million in defense or whatever.
Dude, Dennis?
I mean, I feel like,
love that pick. Dennis?
Yeah, he's fine.
Dennis is everything that we wanted Brewster to be last season.
Yeah, he's just a little bit more expensive, but
more expensive, but he's started every game. He has 3 returns in 5. He looks good. Like, he's just fucking really good.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really matter if he's a little reverse out of position-y because, I mean, if anything, it helps his bonus points. But
he also, like, King also isn't really, like, a striker. Like, he drops in. Like, Dennis is allowed to cut in and stuff, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if that's a spot that you might not start every week and play fixtures more, then, you know, that's a 0.7 savings from Pookie, who, you know, you'd be happier to bench. You know, I think that's an option.
Yeah.
It's Tony's tough because he's just looked fantastic every game this year, but they just have this murderer's row coming up.
And
Liverpool, West Ham, Chelsea, Leicester.
Don't really attack much. Yeah, but yeah, the fixtures make it like not even an option. But even in good fixtures, I'm just like, don't know how much they attack. Yeah. You know, it's like they're going to spring their like 3 encounters and he's going to do the right thing and it's going to be great. But if they don't score those goals, then they're not going to do anything else for the rest of the game.
I mean, that's fair, but I just think at 6-3, I mean, we're talking in this budget bracket, you know, you're not going to find someone who doesn't have issues, and he is
totally
proven to be very clinical, and he's also underratedly set up a lot of I mean, he could have 3-4 assists right now also.
He's so very fucking good.
Yeah, he's just a really good player, so I think that's also a player that, you know, just to keep in mind, I guess, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
and then Molly also
has pens.
Yeah, and he's insanely good at pens, too. Molly also asked, what do we do about Wolves' attack? Keep faith in Jim. I want to believe.
No, I mean, we didn't have faith last. I wildcard him out before, like, a great fixture run. If that doesn't tell you, you know, how we feel about that. At this point, it's just kind of, you know, FPL in one game, in one season is a season of a small sample size. And when you watch a player kind of not doing the things and the team just, you know, having, like, grand mal seizures on the fucking pitch every week, when it comes to the final third play, you know, you don't really want parts of that until the manager, you know, makes some changes and, you know, takes wing backs out of attacking positions and, you know, puts more goals on the field. So I just think it's not.
I look at Jim and I'm just good. Like, is he the problem? And my gut says, more than anything else. Like, he's been one of their worst players. Like, he's supposed to be central to everything and doing all the good stuff, and he just hasn't been good.
Yeah, but you have to ride that out. You know, I mean, the answer is not bench Jim and figure out, you know, what to do with the other 11. I mean, unless if he's actually not fit, he has to play. You have to play him in a form.
To me, you know.
Yeah, so I mean, if that's the case, great. You know, but if he is fit and he's just still rusty because he hasn't played in a year, I don't think you have a choice, really, looking at their team and their personnel. Like, you have to get
Huang,
him. You have to
Huang
get him right.
Looks good. I don't know. I mean,
Jim's their best player.
I wouldn't go there. He used to be. I don't know if he is anymore. But
yeah, I'm not ready to say something like that.
He's just been so horrible. It's just hard to allow that. Let's go to Chelsea. We got a bunch of Chelsea questions. I think a lot of these questions are more angled towards after this week because they play City this week and they go on the good run in starting at 7, but still worthwhile. Aaron said, so Alonso, should I bring him in so he gets benched? Mr. Ralph followed up and said, Marcus Hay played 90 in every game, highest scoring defender in the game. Only blank was versus Liverpool. Still only 5-7. How come you guys aren't drooling all over him? Is this the same pod? Fair. Trini said, how would you rank Chelsea defenders as FPL options? At what point should we be concerned that Chilwell may take Alonso minutes? Monkman, advice for Reese owners is too sideways to go Rudiger. And then Harry said, all this talk about Lukaku and Game Week 7 being essential, but is Game Week 9 the new entry point? Southampton and Brentham don't look like great attacking fixtures right now. I don't know.
What are you seeing here with Chelsea and the personnel?
Well, I think let's just get that Lukaku point out of the way. Southampton clean City and Brentham have been tight. I don't believe those to be their futures, and I would still think Rom is like the easiest thing ever in Game Week 7. But otherwise, the rest of the questions with the defense, I mean, yeah, Rudiger, I've been saying since fucking preseason, has been like the guy, in my opinion, and he just starts every game. Basically, every game he's been available since Tuchel got there, and he's just great and scores all the points. Alonso, I think, is the harder one to figure out because we've been scared of Chilwell for now. When did Tuchel get there last season? Like 20 straight weeks, I feel like we've been scared of Chilwell. And like Alonso, anytime he plays, is just an absolute fucking monster. We know that. And he's started every game. Chilwell only has played like a cup game. I don't know what to make of it, but I think like Rudiger should be top of everyone's list probably in Game Week 7.
Yeah, I think Rudiger, you know, we know about that. To me, Alonso still just feels like a transfer waiting to happen. And I don't know, you know, you're looking at these teams and, you know, people do get thin on the bench, and how many of these types of players do you want? You know, people are, you know, have Jota, City defenders, you know, there just are, you just can't stomach very many of these sorts on your FPL team, and he's not cheap. You know, he's obviously, you know, goal and assist. He's got a lot of points so far, and he's probably left a goal on the table too. He's, you know, he's been good for more than what he's returned, I'd say, so far. You know, you could do worse. He could just keep playing. This could be a Justin situation where Chilwell just is fucking dog compared to Marcus A, and he just likes playing Marcus A and as the extra striker, basically, and Chilwell can't do that job because he's a little bitch boy.
Yeah,
you know, that's hot. I could see that.
There's something to be said for that because, you know, Kai is not scoring the goals right now. It's really been like Rom or bust. Like their attack has been like pretty underwhelming. And, you know, if we're comparing Chilwell and Alonso in attack, it's not even remotely close what Alonso brings to the table. So there might be something there. There's also this tweet that Jeff posted in our Discord from Gower AMG. He said, percent of Premier League games started under Tuchel that Chelsea defense have been available for. Rudiger's 91% of the games. Aspel 88. Thiago Silva 73. Christensen 70. James 61. Alonso 54. And Chilwell 48. So you can see right there how, like, yeah, he started every game this season, but I don't know. I'm still scared of it.
It's still one of those where they have so many options, you know, all over the place there. And he rotates a lot. So, you know, if you're getting 2 and 3 from Alonso, then that's pretty good, you know. And if you're willing to, you know, absorb that, you know, I think, and that if that's like maybe even the worst case scenario at this point, I mean, the player has started 5 in a row and he's been wearing like the captain armband. Yeah. So, you know, maybe we're being overly cautious. That's entirely possible, but
absolutely.
It's also the other thing when you look around the defender options in the game, there's so many good defenders. So it's not like, you know, you're really shooting yourself in the foot if you're not getting Alonso, like you're getting some piece of shit. Like you're not like, oh, fuck, I guess I have to get Dean. You know what I mean? There's still like 6 other really good options in the 5-5 to 7 million bracket. Yeah, I mean, so, you know, that's another thing there to look at. So,
yeah.
But yeah,
when you put it that way, it's like I look at this run and I'm like, okay, if Alonso starts whatever the percentage was, 54% of these games, and I have like Duffy or Livermento coming off the bench and the other 46%, then like that's incredible.
Yeah, that could be fine.
He averages 7 points a game when he starts. Like it's insane. But
yeah, you could get lucky with that.
Yeah, like that seems good to me. This was a Fosse question also. He said, I feel like a lot of not nailed defenders on premium defensive sides get disregarded without consideration. But if you have five playing defenders enabled by Livermento, Duffy, etc., isn't it fine to get a Chelsea defender who only plays 3 out of 5 matches and is rarely subbed on, which that's another thing. Reese is subbed on all the time. Alonso's not, and by the numbers.
That's definitely a thing.
Yeah, are there some useful defenders on Chelsea, City, Liverpool have been overlooked and might be the right price to just be fine with them auto-subbing off half the time? Yeah, I think it's less price for me and more just like you can't fill your team with these guys. Like it's like choosing between like an Alonso and Jota, Ferran, whoever, no one else is like Christensen, whatever, Reese. It's like you can't have all five of them, even though they might all individually be fine picks with the depth, you know, because then you're gonna fuck yourself when one, you know, you don't have a backup or whatever. But yeah, I think he's on to something there, and Alonso, I think, is the best example of that. I think he's just, like, good.
Yeah, that's enough on that, I think.
Yeah. And then, similarly, Man City, a lot of defense questions and stuff like that. FPL Fraser on Twitter, he said, I hope things are well. Last season, you guys were one of the first to mention that City would be more defensive. They were slowing down when they went ahead in games. Target their defense for FPL. I'd love a discussion on this topic. Will they get to 9,500 goals this season? Jason wants us to rank the City defenders. Diaz, Cancelo, where we at compared to Chelsea defenders. Pirlo, is Ferran a hold? Chuck Norwich, can you discuss Jack? And then Cam Anderson said, it seems like everyone's dropping Ferran this week. Have the other similarly priced mids improved enough to make his rotation risk not worth it? So, City has been so, like, quiet under the radar this season, as usual for FPL. I mean, not as usual for FPL, like they're usually how we start every pod with Man City, but I don't know, there's definitely some talking points. So you went with Cancelo on wildcard.
Yeah, I mean, I think Cancelo is the second best defender in the game. I mean, we're seeing him, I mean, he just banged one in Champions League. I mean, we're seeing him so influential in their attack. You know, I mean, he's just playing, he's not, you know, he's playing out of position. Yeah. And he just looks like he's getting more comfortable growing into the position, you know, being trusted with, you know, very expansive and kind of like almost free role for Pep. And, you know, it's been there for a few years now. And he just looks like a player that's coming into it to me. And, you know, unlike Alonso, you know, I'm not concerned about, you know, looking over his shoulder. He's just, you know, he's you know, obviously he's not going to play 38 games, but, you know, he's just in, you know, as many games as he can handle. And, you know, it's nice when
Mendy out. You know.
Yeah, Mendy out. Zinchenko's been kind of in and out, and Walker's old. So, you know, he can play both sides, and they just don't have, they don't even really have cover. Yeah. So I still feel like Cancelo's...
Excuse me.
You're good.
I still feel like Cancelo's just like a really, really good pick, and I'm really happy that I have him, and I'm going to hopefully hold him for a while. And Diaz also is just, you know, it's meat and potatoes, right? He's good on bonus, plays every fucking minute. You know, he's the Rudiger of City, basically.
Yeah, yeah. He's such a fucking good pick.
Yeah.
Like,
I think they both are.
I'm probably wildcarding next week.
Yeah.
And I just feel like big at the back is the way I'm going to go. You know, like...
Yeah.
I think I'll go 2 premiums. It'll probably be Mo and Rom. I don't really see anything around, you know... beyond that, and then I'm probably just gonna have like 2 double Chelsea, maybe double City and Trent or some shit. I don't even really know, but there's just so many insanely good picks at the back right now between those 3 teams. And I do think that City are mostly playing the same way. I mean, they're pretty defensive. They're not some sort of like free, you know, wide open team that we saw maybe 3 years ago where they could concede, but they're going to outscore you.
Yeah, no, like, they just control the game.
Control. That's how Pep plays football.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it's like a boa constrictor. They just kind of control the game, keep the ball out of their danger areas, and they just back that their quality is going to find at least a goal, and usually it does.
Yeah.
But the attack just looks like a fucking mess, like so much more so than, you know, I mean, with Fodinho and Kev back, you know, if they should, it's just fuck me who's gonna play. I have no clue who's gonna play where, when, how, no idea.
Yeah, my guess is still, you know, I still think Ferran as of now will continue to be the first choice nine. You know, that could obviously change week to week.
It could have already changed.
He got rotated one game. But, you know, for now, it just seems like that's what Pep decided to do to start the season, basically. And I don't know if anything has made him change that, especially after a nil-nil.
Foden and Kevin being fit.
Yeah, maybe
pieces to the equation.
I don't know if Foden can do that. Kev, we know can.
No, but
do
I mean,
that.
It could push Jesus more central. You know, maybe he wants to play Jesus. Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of dominoes. You know,
it could. I just feel like, you know, for now, I think keeping Fran for a game or two maybe is totally fine. Like I wouldn't be like panicking to get rid of him because he got rotated because a Man City attacker got rotated for one game. Like. It seems to me that he's a major part of the plans. If that changes in 1-2 weeks, then, you know, fucking obviously get rid of him. But he's fine, I think, for like, one or two and, you know.
Well, they have at Chelsea, at Liverpool right now, though. So, yeah. I mean, I am much more okay with getting rid of him if you're looking at your team. And, you know, he's a player that obviously doesn't look like a good shout for the next two.
Yeah.
You know, does have his warts. You know, maybe he is a good long-term hold if he's going to play more than he's going to be benched. But
right. You
could jump off and jump back on maybe kind of a thing because
at Chelsea,
the next two
Liverpool.
Are really bad. They're the worst fixtures of the season back-to-back.
Yeah, they are.
So
I knew it was Chelsea. I forgot about the Liverpool game right there. Yeah, he's probably just overthinking it then and you just get rid of him. You know, like you said, like jump back on if he continues to start and play minutes there, but...
I mean, the bigger issue is who do you get?
Yeah, and then there's Jack Jack just keeps playing 90. It's like insane. Like,
he keeps scoring all these points in Champions. He had like fucking all the points in Champions League, and then he just comes in the league and just underwhelms. I don't know. I mean, he again against Southampton was
Jack is
know,
even
close
more
to points
long term than Ferran, you know. But I don't know. I mean,
you're spending $8 million for.
Yeah, I don't know
for
if there's room in the team for $8 million.
Yeah.
But yeah, who would you go down to for Ferran? I mean, we got some mid-price questions. We could talk about that for a little, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, and I still like Gallagher a lot.
Yeah.
The I just think that he's
are like bad.
For us?
Like they don't look bad.
I don't know about that. I think at Arsenal's bad,
bad
and at City are bad.
And
no,
Brighton's
but that's dark. That game's not very predictable. Honestly, it's not. It's just not. You know, it's not. And I only think home Leicester's fine.
Home Leicester's fine. I think Brighton's pretty bad. Arsenal's pretty bad. Newcastle's incredible, and then City's incredibly
bad.
Gallagher's
ideally you
fine.
Rotate him.
Yeah, ideally you rotate him, but he gets shots. He kicks corners and stuff like that.
He was close to points against your team this weekend.
Yeah, he had that one chance.
I mean, Sarr's. Banged a brace, so I mean he's the best player in the league right now, I guess.
I'd still go to Benrahma at Leeds.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
This is like this week would be my one last hurrah with like West Ham guys. Like I think Benrahma and Antonio are phenomenal picks this week.
Yeah,
like they could score four again.
I mean, it's very short term to me, just because watching Benrahma again, right? Watching him play against Manchester United, he basically didn't play. He took three shots and none of them cleared the man in front of him.
Yeah.
Or none of them didn't hit the man in front of him. So, and that's kind of how he's been looking the last, you know, few games. But no, I definitely against Leeds, though, that's exploitable for sure.
Yeah. And Sarr has home Newcastle at Leeds. Great. You know, it's, I don't know. People like talking about form versus fixtures. We don't. But, you know, clearly at Norwich, Norwich are so fucking bad that they can play anyone into form is what we realize. Like that was Norwich's on paper easiest game of the season and they got fucking done.
Yeah.
So not great for them. Home Watford, you'd think they'd have that one down from last season, but nope.
And I want to throw one name in, a forgotten son, or maybe a you know someone who's kind of toppled down from his opening salvo. Harvey Barnes. I mean, buy low, right?
Yeah,
that's what the stonk saying is. You know, sell high, buy high, sell high, low, and buy. Burnley, Palace, United, Brenham, Arsenal, Leeds. He still fucking started every game this year. You know what I mean? Obviously, Leicester are pretty fraudulent with a fraudulent manager, but 6'8 now. He's someone that you could set and forget for a little while. You know, let me give him a month or two, revisit that then and see if he kind of comes in on the promise. Cause you know, I mean, there's a player there, you know, you don't need you don't have to look there, but you know, I don't know. I feel like Barnes, it could be a good time to go in on Barnes.
Yeah.
You know, they play Burnley right now.
I haven't listened to, the Anfield Rap Pods, you know, Coach Home.
I hate
Friday
the
show.
Fucking Leicester guy they have on that show, dude.
It, was he
hate,
on either
I
of them?
I fucking hate him. I don't
was
know.
Was he on? Yeah, I don't know. I haven't listened yet because I'm just curious what, like, I mean, the only time they were like, or not the only time they were good, but the, when they were at their best last season was Iheanacho and Vardy up top together, donging for fun. And I don't know. I mean, with Matto and Barnes have been so fucking bad. I'm just curious if like Leicester fans are clamoring for that or want Daka. I mean, or, I, you know, what are they?
I'm sure. I think Madison's. I mean, I don't have any.
Both
kind
have been awful.
Yeah, I know. I understand that, but I think that Madison's like not that good. I think Barnes is exceptionally good. So I feel like, you know, I'm quicker to. I obviously haven't watched every Leicester game. I try to not watch every Leicester game. But if I'm looking at this, I'm thinking in my head like it's probably Madison, not Barnes.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I mean, maybe just get him the fuck out of the team and
it's a shout.
But yeah, I don't know. I think Barnes is at least worth like looking into a little bit when you're looking in this bracket.
That seems right. Kamya and Connor said, should we just be patient with Jota? Is he a long term hold regardless of Bob's health? And then Haim said, how does VVD stack up with the premium defensive option? Some more big at the back questions.
I mean, I think, you know, VVD certainly.
Great pick.
Great player, great pick. Always has been, always will be. You know, 6'5", good price. Plays every minute he can handle in the league.
Yep.
Jota, don't know, man. Hate him.
We really were not, neither of us were anywhere near him, really, game week one.
No,
once
not
the
even
Sim
close.
Stuff came out and I was on Mane and it was just like, no, don't like a player who gets subbed off early every game. Like, don't like inconsistency of starts. Like, not nailed. Not in on him. Bob's healthy now. You know, back-to-back-to-back games of low minutes. Or, not low, but, you know, subbed off 81 versus Leeds, 75 versus Palace. I don't know, man. It's tough. I mean, is he going to get goals? Yeah, he's a good player, and he plays on a really good team. But, like,
He also misses sitters.
I mean, everyone does, but I don't want players who may or may not start, and then when they start, may last between 45 and 60, you know, or may get subbed off between there. It's just not a fantasy thing that I like.
Yeah.
simple as that. I mean, you know, they have Brentham this week who've been really good defensively, and then they have City. Then it's an international break. Bob will be more than 100% by then. I don't love it long term. I never have, and I still don't.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think you're definitely getting what you're paying for, though, also. I mean, he's not breaking the bank. I mean, he's 7-7 now. My initial thought, really, with him was that, you know, obviously Bob's going to probably be ready for City. You know, Jota will start this week. That's, you know, great. But I was going to try and bench him when they play City, Manchester United, like in the tough fixture, just bench him. Like, you know, he's going to play 25 minutes.
Right.
And, you know, I'll just start like Duffy, you know, happy, good fixture for Duffy, you know, I'll just fucking go for that.
Yeah. If you can do that, that's good.
Cause he does play, you know, more often than not, he does play against the bad teams.
Yeah, he does.
And, you know, it's also, you know, low key again, Harvey's out for the fucking year. Thiago out indefinitely. Keita unfit. So, you know, the midfield is fucked again. So maybe that does, you know, he's not going to go play Henderson, you know, 50 games. I don't know if he's going to turn to Ox. I mean, he's got Curtis Jones back, but, you know, maybe that does open up the all four of them playing again a little bit, you know, periodically, you know, maybe against like a West Ham or, you know, not against, you know, fucking the top, you know, but maybe that's something that starts happening a little bit more.
Yeah, I thought we would have seen that already, to be honest. Like, I thought we were going to see that game week two, home Burnley, like in games like that, where it's just like, they're going to be
Bob
a bust.
Just wasn't ready.
We just have to break them down. Yeah. But yeah, Bob wasn't ready. The thing that I go back to, though, is like, we just spent the first 20 minutes of this pod talking about how incredible VVD, Diaz, Cancelo, Rudiger, maybe Alonso are, and like, paying 1.7 million more for Jota or 2.2 $2 million more for Dota is a lot of money. It's just a lot.
But that's also a lazy comparison because it's not that simple. I mean, because you're talking about Duffy and Livermento, who are, you know, versus a player who will get you 2 points for sure all season, you know, in four or five minutes.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's significant. So you still do have to, you know, fill your team with some midfielders. It's definitely, right? Your team composition matters a lot also.
For a lot of people, that's the difference. It's like Jota and their ailing or some shit to, you know, Rudiger and Gallagher or something.
Might be better for your team.
That's just way better, full stop, I feel like. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe not.
I mean, Jota still has braces in him. You know, I mean, we see that. You know, he has braces in him.
He's really good.
You know, he hasn't done it yet, and he's been snatching at things the last few games. So, you know, we could see him, you know, goal assist against Brenham, and, you know, everyone's looking at him differently. But, you know, I still feel like, you know, the tough fixtures, you don't want him in your 11 because he probably won't start, and that's bad. So if you can afford to do that, then maybe he is a long-term hold, you know, and even in the games that aren't, you know, Man City, Manchester United, you know, they don't have another one like that until game week 21 and he doesn't start, you know, he does score off the bench, you know, often.
Saw that
he
last did that. Year.
Yeah, saw that last year a lot. So, I mean, even if they do have like Brighton at home and he doesn't start, okay, he could still do six off the bench, you know, kind of thing.
He's certainly not an urgent transfer out by any stretch of the imagination. Yeah. It's like, if I'm wildcarded next week, tough. I'm not sure, you know? Like, that's a tough sell for me. But, like, in your team, he's still great, I feel like, because you can rotate him and stuff. And,
yeah, well, I kind of set up. Yeah, I set up with that in mind as well. So, yeah. I still feel like Jota's an okay pick. It's watching the games, though, is difficult. Like, watching Liverpool play, like, owning him, it's not very fun.
Fair. All right, other than that, any specific games or teams you want to go, or should I just rattle off the rest of the questions?
No, let's do the questions. I'm flagging a little bit. Maybe we get like 15 more.
How's your throw?
It's okay. Maybe we do like 15 more minutes or so, 20 minutes. Okay,
yeah. So let's do this quick. So Ozzy says, should we be giving Brentford a bit more consideration? Are they a Sheffield United style good defensive team coming up from the championship, or am I an idiot?
I mean, you're exposing yourself, certainly. But, I mean, you're exposing yourself for one, you don't listen to our podcast because we've talked about this a lot.
Yeah.
And two, it's, you know, it's wrong. So, you know, that's not great for you.
Yeah. They were not a good defensive team in the championship. So, this is probably a bit of a mirage. But the other side of the coin is...
They also didn't shift to this formation until the end of the season last year.
They're a really smart team. In every way, in the way they recruit, they hire smart managers, there's smart people behind the scenes, so they're approaching the season in an intelligent way versus like Norwich, or like we've seen that with a million other teams who just like don't know what the fuck is going on, you know, so that's not surprising, I guess. But yeah, Raya's good, he's fine, one of the better 4-5s probably.
Love him.
Dude, great pick.
Love him.
I'm happy we talked about him. Is
probably going to be my move, even though their fixtures are bad, and just like hide him for a little bit.
You mean after Norwich, right?
Yeah, after Norwich.
Yeah. Okay.
Like ideally, my team like no one gets hurt, and I just like do that and float.
Yeah, I mean, you called it in preseason. We've been saying for I think the last like 2 weeks because everyone's been talking about Gray and Gallagher and whatnot, Decore and shit, and we're like. Still Boomo, still out of position Schrenker, getting all their chances, and there he goes, he pops off. Sam Sirius, do we have enough data to target Norwich with transfers? Dean, maybe? Townsend? Any of them? Norwich are awful.
Yeah, I mean, if you're doing that game, you can go, obviously we know fucking Norwich are dog shit, you know, that they're going to concede to everyone in the division, but, you know, spending a transfer week on week to just... You know, spin a spot on your team.
Do it. Just do it. Let the English see you do it. It's just ridiculous how bad they are. We need Jerry on for like a, I don't even know what, like
an apology.
Fark out protest or something started by Jerry. Just, they're the fucking worst. It's unreal. Jaybird, Saar and Dennis, solid options. We missed the Norwich Hall already, but they're playing Leaky, Newcastle, and Leeds next two. Yeah, we mentioned them. Yeah, they're good. Anyone else from Watford? I don't think so. D-back Southampton surprised me with a good run of fixtures on the horizon. Who, apart from Livermento, should we be looking at? So we mentioned Adam Armstrong. I still like him. I don't know if there's anyone else, though.
No, there's not.
I don't think there is.
I mean, the other kid, Borge, is an interesting one. The Chelsea guy. Yeah, starting. But, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
It's only five.
Allison, who's the better pick out of Gallagher and Gray? I think we both like Gallagher, especially with Everton's fitness problems. Vax, I'm on wild card. Guaita or Ramsdale? Wow, that's actually really hard.
I think Ramsdale would be who I'd go for there.
I think I'd go Ramsdale too, but Guaita's a good pick. And Palace are pretty good.
Guaita's been good. We've been playing really well. Definitely a good pick.
Yeah. Mbuemo Enthusiast said, what's your take on Pukki? Returns are nice, but I wasn't too inspired by what I saw, and the fear of missing out on Antonio Halls is setting in big time.
Well, I don't know how we got there from the beginning of the question, but yeah, I mean, you know, Pukki's certainly not like an explosive player. You know, he's not going to come in here with like 14, you know, 13 pointers and braces and shit. They just are too bad. I mean, the hope with him is that, you know, it was obviously upsetting that his goal was only worth 4 points. I mean, the fucking player who doesn't do a goddamn thing in the game got a bonus point with the little Scottish fucking dweeb.
Hey, he did stuff.
Yeah, whatever. But, you know, looking at the fixtures for them, you know, if he's a 1-2, 1-3 for the next, you know, 6, 7, 8, whatever, and his goals are, should, I mean, I hope that they're worth, you know, 5.5 points, not 4. It's fine. You know, he's under
that's
6 million.
It's better than fine. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
And that, I mean, that's, you know, for me buying him last week on wildcard, that's what I was expecting. I mean, 1-1, you know, good start.
Yeah, good
start. So, you know, Everton, Burnley, Brighton, Chelsea, Leeds, Brentham, Southampton, Wolves, Newcastle, you know, no fixture is good for this team, but they still do attack. You know, they don't park, you know, they don't play like Brentham.
That's
they do, you know, push men forward. So, you know, he's going to get his little chances, half chances on counters continually, really, you know, no matter who they're playing. So, you know, I still feel like he's going to be, you know, ticking along decently.
Yeah, I agree. He scored the 1-on-1. He had another like half chance top of the box, like could have been 2, who knows. I'm skipping a bunch of questions since you're not match fit. I'll just end with this one. Thank Jason you. Said, what's the advice for not tilting after a bad start to the season? I'm asking for a friend. You got anything there? Because I don't know. I'm just staying
we're just tilted. We're just tilt monkeys on this pod. What are you talking about? Tilted. Yeah, you're asking the wrong. You think you're talking to like 2, like 8-time top 10K finisher like Walsh and Alon? Like, we fucking suck at FPL. We tilt all year, all the time. Like tilted. You're not asking the right people. Go to the other pods with actual like really great historical FPL. You know, whatever the fucks, and they'll tell you. I don't know. Go take a meditation class. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, that seems like good advice. All right, let's go on. So your team's easy. It looks like you're just saving, rolling.
Yeah, easy. Easy save. Team's in good shape. Good 11. Everything looks good this week.
So I have double orange flag, double red flag. Scarlet, not a player. White has Spurs, Dyer has Arsenal, Rama City.
So you're just putting it. Are you doing the free hit or are you going to just try?
I think I'm going to free hit.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll just be messaging you, I guess, on Discord tomorrow because I have like one tinker.
Have you started at all?
I have one tinker. It's just like as fast as possible tinker. So I was looking at Schmikes at the back, something like Dean, Robbo, Trent. Someone.
Ricardo?
Yeah. Looked at him, for sure. Cucurella I was looking at, but I don't know. Mo.
I don't like that pick at all.
He's just so good. Triple West Ham, Bowen, Benrahma, Antonio.
Okay.
Yeah, looking at Mo, obviously keeping Mo, then Gray, Ducore on Everton. I don't fucking know. I mean, Norwich are that bad, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
I can't get Townsend.
No one ever.
I can't get Townsend.
No, forget about that.
And so Decor is like the only other player who's fantasy ownable.
Yeah, it's probably just Gray.
It's probably just Gray. And then I have Vardy and like Dennis would be off the bench. So it'd be like a 3-5-2.
Seems good to me.
Yeah, something
I mean,
like that.
I think you hit on all of the, you know, all the good fixtures, basically.
Yeah, I mean, basically load Triple up on Leicester. Everton home Norwich, Leicester home Burnley, and West Ham with Leeds.
And three Liverpool, yeah.
Yeah, three Liverpool. I like the clean more than I do, like, you know, like a Mane or a Jota there against Brentham, who've just been, like, super defensive. And then, you know, I'm avoiding Chelsea versus City and City versus Chelsea. I'm avoiding Brentford, who might be wildcard thoughts. I'm avoiding Spurs versus Arsenal. I'm probably avoiding Palace versus Brighton, and I'll own players from both of those teams on wildcard. I feel like I'm avoiding
enough. What about Ron? Did you have Ron in?
I'm just, like, anti-Ron. He's the most auto-pick ever. In normal fantasy and on free hit. Auto. Best pick.
I mean, yeah. Great pick. Ron.
But I just hate him too much.
Yeah, I mean, watching that game is just, like... Yeah, I mean, not owning him in FPL is not a good idea.
It's just very, very bad to not own him. Unless you're protesting him like me against Jason.
Unless and you're then throwing I'm your just tools not down.
Gonna, yeah, I'm just not going to own him. So
I mean, he just, the whole team is like, get him the ball in the box. Yeah, and whenever he gets the ball, it's like, I'm going to shoot. Yeah. I mean, the player shoots. Yeah. He shot like eight times and they played really badly. Like the team was really bad. Does.
Yeah.
And he, you know, should have gotten a double return, and he
dives or shoots. There's nothing. Yeah. There's nothing in between.
Or gets fouled for penalties that don't get called. But you know, there are some other outcomes. But yeah, I mean, Ron is a very obvious FPL pick, and you know, I mean, we haven't talked about like everyone's prescribed Ron to Rom because of the fixture swing. Like, I think that's dumb. Like, I don't think selling Ron is smart. Period. Yeah. You know, I think you just take one or two or three games where, yeah, the fixture on paper is not so good, but, you know, they're
doesn't
not going to not
really
they're
not, matter.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to rip your team up to get rid of him and want to get him back in again when they have fucking like 20 great fixtures in a row?
Yeah, and he's 13 at that point because half of the United fan base isn't going to sell him. It's also like,
the way he plays.
Everton, like some of them are legit bad, you know, Liverpool and City and Chelsea. But Everton, Leicester, Spurs are also in there. I know they're red on the FPL website, but
they're not red.
They're
green.
Not
good.
Red.
Everton's and, good. Leicester's good. Like,
yeah, and honestly,
good. Spurs are good.
West Ham are better than all three of those teams, and he just had eight fucking shots in the box or whatever he had.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's ridiculous.
I'm sure we'll talk about that more later because
everyone,
as soon as next week when everyone's going to be talking about this because that's when
the run starts. Yeah, everyone not named me or guest Jason should 1,000,000% have Ronaldo in their team. I totally agree with everything you just said. So then captaincy for this week, here's some more questions. Let me just bang these out. Simple Monk said, seems like a fairly open week for captaincy. Are Brentford due a fucking courtesy of Mo and Co? Are Ron's shooting numbers enough to outweigh Man United's deficiencies? Are Leeds so fucked that Antonio's actually the best pick? Do it said a rogue few of us were on Trent Cap last week, got robbed. Do we go back to it this week or just play it safe with Ron Moe?
I like that.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I liked it last week and I like it again this week. Big Rube said, can you please try and talk me into Star as a captain? I don't think we'll be doing that.
Why would we do that?
And then Jeff D said, Ron looks to be leading camp polls this week, but Moe is great and facing a promoted team. What's the status of your thinking around when it's close, cap the less popular guy strategy? Does that apply this week?
Well, that applies when I think that it's close, and I don't think they're close. I think Ron is like way better than Mo, so that's not when it applies. So
who do they have again this week? They're home.
Villa at home.
Villa home. Villa are pretty open.
Villa just looked like a fucked up mess to me. This is just like Leeds, you know, a lot like Leeds.
Well,
in terms of their performances,
3-0, but yeah.
I mean, that was like a 10-minute. I don't know what happened because they weren't functioning for 80 minutes. But yeah.
Yeah, in our Discord, it's 37 Ronaldo, 13 Antonio, 11 Mo. So Mo, third most popular.
Yeah, I think that's too much for Mo. I mean, I think that's just people haven't been watching the games really because, I mean, it's just not a good fixture. You know, I mean, you're going to be facing
going
to be facing 11 behind the ball. I mean, this isn't going to be like holy shit, it's a four goal game for Liverpool.
The one thing I'd say consistently over like 4 years or whatever of Klopp's Liverpool is that a 5-3-2 really defensive just like always gives us problems. You know, that's just how it is. It's just they have too many men. There's just too many guys. So Yeah, I don't really like the fixture from an attacking perspective. That's why on the free hit, I'm going double. Maybe even I'll go triple at the back.
Trent seems great, though. I mean, it seems like the only issue is that it's an away. You know, you don't love that, but yeah, it is hard to imagine how Brenham scored the goal to me.
Yeah, they're going to have like one chance or something, you know, and that they just have to score that one chance, basically.
But, you know, Antonio, you gotta spend time on him, you know, if you're looking at your captaincy this week,
I think it's a very, very viable good pick.
Yeah, he was rested midweek.
Yeah, I don't know why, but they got away with it. They won. Anyone else?
And I mean, Ronaldo is. I haven't moved from him since, you know. Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
I mean, other than basically Ronaldo, Antonio, Mo. I don't really. I mean, Vardy. I guess.
Vardy is like a really Vardy. Left field.
It's not to be different. Crazy. Burnley are fucking awful.
Burnley are really bad, and when they've been playing, pushing it up a little bit higher, he can get him behind for sure.
Yeah. So I don't hate that.
If they don't injure him first, though.
Oh, it's on the cards. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, I'm not sure where I'll go. I mean, that's a lot of options. I've picked the litter, so I'm not sure where I'll go, but it won't be Ronaldo, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I mean, Antonio seems good.
I do.
I mean, you look at the 11 that Leeds are going to put out, it's like, oh my goodness.
Who's that kid? Charlie Cresswell or some shit?
Yeah,
I don't know. Do you remember that kid that came on? Yeah. So he's going to play, and Dan James is going to play, and
Shackleton's going to play. I mean, who knows? Who the fuck knows who's going to play, dude? They're
massive. It's going to be awesome.
They don't even have Struja because he's fucking banned from his red card still.
They don't have Struja, Conk, Llorente, or Anling.
They have Cooper and someone who we don't know. They're going to play like fucking play like Dallas at center.
Who's
back
this
or
guy
something.
Named Cody Drama on the field pitch?
He's going to play like Calvin at center back or something.
Yeah.
Oof, yeah, it could be bad. I mean, I'm definitely scared of this game having no West Ham players. I'm like very scared.
I think I'll at least be doubling West Ham. That's like a great free hit fixture to target right there.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Let me slap asses. We got four new signups. Thank you. Welcome. We got Faison A. We got Skab. This name is just absolutely insane. Skabolts Nemeth. JD right on. And Marcus Ringstedt. Get the fuck in there. We have to keep it kind of short. Walsh is on the mend. But we did a good job, I think. Good job.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully I'll be better on Monday, talking better on Monday, so we could do normal things.
I have faith. In the drugs.
Yeah.
Any last words?
See you tomorrow.
Check us out at FMLField.com. Follow us on Twitter at FMLField. Sports Patreon.com. /FMLField. Subscribe, review, and cheer.
Podcast Network.